Good morning, everybody. The story is told about the pious and faithful Jew, the Heilige Reb Yisrael, who after his very gratifying and fulfilled life is greeted in heaven by none other than the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. And God immediately turns to him and asks, Reb Yisrael, you seem hungry, perhaps I can offer you something to eat? Reb Yisrael excitedly agrees. After all, who would turn down an opportunity to spend private time with the Ribbono Shel Olam? And the next thing he knows, a small can of tuna is cracked open, and together they both begin to eat their meal. While eating his embarrassingly skimpy portion, Reb Yisrael's eyes suddenly begin to wander into the underworld, and much to his surprise, he notices the most extravagant feast with fine wines and fresh meats. He sees beautiful spreads and delightful desserts, and he cannot begin to understand the sight that he is seeing. The very next day, the offer is repeated, and to his absolute shock, he is once again served a meager can of tuna fish, while down below he notices an absolute extravaganza. Overwhelmingly ashamed of himself, Reb Yisrael quickly asks, God, I don't understand. Don't you know that I spent my whole life performing your mitzvahs and perfecting my ways? Aren't you aware of my unparalleled Yiras Shamayim and my sincere observance and adherence to your mitzvahs? So why then am I being served these skimpy cans of tuna, while it seems that everyone else I know is overindulging themselves? To be honest with you, God replies, you're absolutely correct. But because up here it's just the two of us, it really doesn't pay to cook. You know, the Gemara tells us in Psachim a very interesting story, that Shimon HaMsuni used to derive a new halacha from each and every time the word S is mentioned in the Torah. And Shimon HaMsuni introduced hundreds of new halachos from every parsha in the Torah until he reached our parsha, Parshas Ekev, at which point he was completely mystified. Shimon HaMsuni could not figure out the hidden meaning of the word S when the pasuk says, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. The Torah simply instructs us to have Yiras Shamayim. But what could the word S possibly add to this mitzvah? And the Gemara tells us that because Shimon HaMsuni got stuck on this word S, he immediately retracted from all of his drushas. He discredited years and years of his chidushim and his work until the great Rabbi Kiva came along and said that from the words Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, one can also derive a new halacha. And that is L'rabos Tamidei Chachamim. Not only must we develop a deep sense of Yiras Shamayim, but we are also expected to have a great admiration and respect for Talmidei Chachamim. This, said Rabbi Kiva, is an integral component of Yiras Shamayim itself. The Lublin Rav Rav Meir Shapiro suggests that this famous exchange between Shimon HaMsuni and Rabbi Kiva was not simply a story of two great Tanaim attempting to understand the deeper meaning of a pasuk in Chumash. Shimon HaMsuni was not merely a great Talmud Chacham who got stumped in his learning and was then helped by his friend Rabbi Kiva. Rather, suggests Rav Meir Shapiro, this story presents two opposing and divergent perspectives on life in general. This episode is two world-class Tanaim describing what they feel is the optimal experience of the Yiras Shamayim in this world. They debate the way to envision the lifestyle of the paradigmatic Yiras Shamayim. Shimon HaMsuni, the Gemara tells us, was Miyad Pirish. He felt that there is no greater way to express Yiras Shamayim than to be completely disengaged and detached from the world, to unconditionally separate oneself from society and from natural civilization. What an exalting spiritual experience to be utterly entranced and enraptured with the Ribbono Shel Olam's presence. This approach, said Shimon HaMsuni, is the sublime and ethereal conscience that a Yiras Shamayim is supposed to have. This is what he thought would show the most profound expressions of Yiras Shamayim in life. But his beloved friend Rabbi Kiva fundamentally disagreed with his outlook. If one wants to know, said Rabbi Kiva, what, in fact, is the most preferred way of life for a Yiras Shamayim? It is l'rabos tamidei chachamim. It is by engaging with the world and with society. It is by exposing others to the great ideals of your life. And it means attempting to raise the level of godliness in the lives of other people as well. Proactively being mekadei shem shamayim and allowing all those who we interact with to observe and appreciate the wholesome lifestyle and experience that we are so fortunate to have. This, said Rabbi Akiva, is the greatest expression of Yira Shamayim, when a person is able to be engaged with the world and yet still manage to express Yira Shamayim in that context. To be honest, in the way we do our business, in the way we file our tax returns, and in our financial aid request forms, to be on an incessant mission to make Shem Shamayim Misahev Al Yadenu. This, said Rabbi Akiva, is far greater than simply secluding oneself from the rest of the world, because it is a much more difficult struggle for us to live up to. With Rabbi Akiva's philosophy in mind, perhaps this is an opportunity for us to reevaluate and reassess our own expressions of Yira Shamayim and consider whether they affect the outside world in a positive way or not. Unfortunately, the Jewish community has suffered more than enough embarrassing headlines, which denounce, and rightfully denounce, the atrocities and corruptions that occur in different parts of the United States and the world. And each time this happens, we feel extremely uncomfortable and unpleasant by what we read, and we should. But what if, in its place, we would all commit ourselves to make headlines that would highlight our incredible propriety and our exceptional communal integrity? Instead of focusing our attention on the depressing and devastating news items, perhaps we can help to ensure Sheyehei Shem Shamayim Misahev Al Yadenu. This, argued Rabbi Akiva, is the most voluminous expression of Yira Shamayim, when we inspire and encourage others to find deeper meaning and purpose in their own personal lives. In this week's Haftarah, we speak about the time when we will see Si'i Saviv Einayech Uri'i Kulam Nikbitzu Ba'ulach. We talk about the day when all will gather and unequivocally recognize the greatness of Hashem and the greatness of His people. If we want to experience the time of Kulam Nikbitzu Ba'ulach, when everyone will recognize at once, then we must contribute our part in making that happen. We must make sure that our Yira Shamayim is glaringly obvious, completely self-evident and transparent. It is our job to make Shem Shamayim Misahev Al Yadenu. May the coming week bring about only Besuras Tovas and Yeshuas for us and for all of Klal Yisrael, and may we all experience the day of Si'i Saviv Einayich Uri'i Kulam Nikbitzu Ba'ulach B'mheira V'yameinu Amen V'amen.